Darlene, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
You're so good to wait. You're very patient. Thank you. So yeah. Yesterday, we were talking about the amount of no-shows for driving tests. You have the floor. Go ahead.
Yes. So, like, I mean, it is so frustrating. Now, okay, I have my license. I don't have anyone doing learners or anything like that, right? But I hear it all the time, how many people don't show up. And I honestly think they need to get stricter with this. It's my opinion how they would solve this 9,000 people not showing up for the licenses is to make them do their learners again. Like, give them, like, a 12-month ban of not being able to do your license and give the people who actually want their licenses a gap. You know, make them do their learners again, the 12 lessons, everything again, if they don't show up for their test. Now, of course, I mean, there are legitimate reasons, you know, an emergency.
But any legitimate reason could set, you could send an email or a text or pick up the phone.
Please.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like bizarrely, 9,000 people failed to show up for their driving test last year, even though they paid a total of €800,000 booking them. That's just mad.
It is ridiculous. And I don't understand. And I think if they just calm down and be like, right, we're keeping the money and you can wait another year before you get an appointment again. And just to zoosh it up a little bit, make them do their whole learners and lessons again. They just needs to be a little bit more stricter rules. You know, if you're not ready to do your test, don't book it. Simple as, and give the people who are ready a chance.
Like, I got a text in there yesterday from someone who works for the National Driving License Centre, right, the NDLS. And they said, I can't come on the air, but I work for the NDLS. There are changes coming in November for learner drivers. They will no longer be able to renew their permit without having sat and failed a test. If they can prove a proof of that, that they have sat a test and failed a test, they'll have to start again and redo the theory test and all of the lessons from scratch. There will be no more no-shows from driving tests, Neil, come November for learner drivers. How about that?
Oh, wow. This is what we need. Like, the centres are full. Getting more instructors, getting more, you know, people to taste them is not the answer. It is the people who don't pitch. Then they have, like, this half an hour or an hour, I don't even know how long it takes these days, slots that the people could have used for someone else who's actually there who wants to do it, instead of just wasting time and them sitting twiddling their thumbs.
Yeah,
why get more people to twiddle their thumbs for no shows?
Yeah, well, the no shows then mean that the average wait time is at least 3 months now, and there's and 9,000 slots were wasted.
That's unacceptable, Neil. It is really unacceptable in the day that we have, like, you know.
And do you also know that in the year 2025, across the county of Cork, 600 people, these are the only ones that were caught now, got penalty points or got fined. They're called fixed charge notices for driving unaccompanied on a learner permit.
Oh, yeah, I see that plenty. I have known people personally who's done that. And I have refused, you know, it's family members, and I've refused that my children be in the car with them, even though they've had their learners for 20 years, Neil, 20 years.
But hold on, some people are absolutely desperate and they have no other option because they just need the car, no?
Yeah, but desperation, use public transport. Yes, if you're in the rural area, but I mean, that doesn't change the rules. A learner driver needs to be accompanied.
But you see, it's easy to say use public transport. Port McGee has a bus twice a week. Twice a week.
I know, we
have buses every 10 minutes in the city. So it's not always easy to get a bus.
I know, we're spoiled. But now, I mean, someone like that, 20 years, renewing a learner's permit. Yes, they can drive. However, it is not legal. What if something happens and there's kids in the car? Or, you know, even if something doesn't happen to them, what if they drive into someone else by accident and there's injuries? It is still an unaccompanied learner driver.
Yeah, the law is the law, I suppose, absolutely, and it needs to be followed.
So, you know, whether I understand it's a rural area, public transport and all of that, but then get your license. But then the thing is like, oh, but there's no spaces to get license. But that is why, like, these 9,000 spots is the problem.
Yeah,
you know,
that's gonna
change. Trying to punish punish the people who you know, mess up the system, as opposed to letting people on a learner's permit for 20 years because they don't get appointments.
I agree. It's very frustrating.
You know,
it really is.
Nice one. The cycle thing. I couldn't help hearing the whole cycle thing. Yes.
Have we not had enough of that yet? Cyclists versus motorists?
Well, go on. No. they drive on the roads and we're patient. We go around them. I mean, as that caller was saying, it's like, you know, on the cycle path and they just literally use it for like 2-3 whatever seconds if you want to pass someone. You get given out to. And it's like, if we do that to all the cyclists riding on the road that we're supposed to drive, we don't give out to them like that. So it's like, they can be nicer too.
Oh, so no motorist ever beeps the horn or drives in an intimidatory way at cyclists or around cyclists. Come on, they do.
Well, I can't say for motorists. I can talk about me. I am patient. I go around them. I feel frustrated, but like I pass them without stopping and giving them a piece of my mind.
All right. Okay, well said. Thanks, Darlene. Yeah. Have a good day.
Bye,
text
Neil.
Door at 68104 106. Pick up the phone on 0818104106. So all that will change from November, by all accounts, with regards to L drivers, or indeed people not showing up for driving tests, even though they've booked and paid for them.